Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. I'm excited to get started, as always, but before we do, I will invite you to join us over on The Actual Place. We've got a couple of new people on there. We've been having a lot of fun chatting with people. We have a couple of new patrons as well. Hello to Montavious and Brody. Welcome. We appreciate your patronage.
Hello, welcome. You have a lot of fun Patreon content to go through now.
Hannah, do you want to announce the little secret project that you and I worked on?
What secret project?
It should be out by now, right?
Oh, I was like, wait, which one?
Right.
Yeah, so it'll definitely be out by now. We recorded a Patreon special that I think the official title is going to be Origins Lucy and the Knife Boys.
I think
the Knife Boys. You'll have to
sounds
be
like
a patron
band.
And listen to find out why, but it takes place in 1984. It features Lucy, Judson, and Virgil as, 16, 17-year-olds. So it was a ton of fun. And we have special guest stars.
We did. I think we can tell them who the special guest stars are.
Yeah. We had Ian from Shrimp and Crits and Ray from $2 Creature Feature, and it was amazing. It was so fun to have
them. Yes, it was fantastic. It was so funny.
I think it's my favorite, special that we've done. It's so good.
I think it's gonna rival the Harry Potter one for being absolutely hilarious.
It's so funny.
Because I am Who's Band, I got a little bit of insight into things.
He got to hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
My side of the conversation, at least.
Once I have it fully edited, I'll share a link with you guys, and so you guys can actually listen to it, but yeah.
Yeah, I would love that, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's super, super fun, so we hope everyone enjoys it, and if you are interested in becoming a patron, we do have a Patreon, and that is the only way you will be able to listen to this. Because it is our a special thank you for being a patron. Just a little thing we wanted to make to say thank you and to give you something a little extra content. Just we do these every once in a while. It's very fun.
It's like 2.5 hours long. It's a long special.
Whoa, it's nice.
Yeah,
it is long. It's a full one shot. You know, they take some time.
You have
so
lots of Planes
content.
Of Fate to catch up on, which I highly recommend.
Highly recommend. Definitely come check out our Planes of Fate show. It is so good. It's so much fun.
Come yell at me about my chaotic decisions with a different character.
And by the time you get there, come figure out what they discovered in episode 90.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we just ended the last time we recorded.
Oh boy.
We've almost got 100 episodes of that show. That's bonkers.
That's bonkers.
I mean, we've got this is episode 226 of the main show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of episodes.
That's
a lot of episodes.
You think we're gonna crack 250 before the end? I think we're probably not.
I don't think so.
I'd be surprised.
I have a feeling like we're not gonna make it. I think we're getting, why are we talking about
surprised.
This? I don't want the show to be over. You're making
me
sad.
I'll be surprised if we hit 240. But yeah, it makes me really sad to think about this being over.
Well, let's accelerate that. But first, let's find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
So we got back to the fort with Hank and the other Stanley. We caught Miguel and Stanley up to speed on what's going on and tried to decide what to do with Hank. Because we kind of, I don't think any of us actually expected to bring him back. Anyway, we decided we need to try and figure out, since the empty man's name didn't work, figure out what he is. So, Miguel decided to keep him sedated in the oubliette, and I decided to go into Hank's memories to see if I could figure out what deal he made to be the way that he is, and Miguel came with me for magical backup just in case there was resistance, which there was, but we pushed through it. I was not prepared in the slightest for what we were about to find out. Other me, Samantha, used magic to exert her will, over Hank, and make him consume the empty man, is the words she used, consume him. They performed some kind of ritual. They carved like a rune in his chest and used one of those soul gems that we've been seeing. And River spoke his name. And the empty man and Henry, like, fused. Like, they became one. Afterward, like, the spectral form of Hank showed us what they did to him. It's bad. It's really bad. And then Hank showed me, he kind of pushed me back through my own memories and showed me that time Jadis tried to make a deal with me. I think maybe he was trying to tell me that that's what Samantha did or something. Anyway, me and Miguel kind of came back to ourselves and I told them what was going on. And I still don't think we really know what to do about it. So eventually we decided we should go talk to alternate Stanley, see what he knows about this whole ritual they're trying to perform on the other side.
I believe Sammy and Henry were going to go talk to the Stanleys. I think Oliver is with the Stanleys, making everyone sandwiches, as is their wont.
Wait, which Stanley's making the sandwiches? Yes.
I think you walk in and you see both Stanleys are making sandwiches.
Is it like a mirror image, or wow, are they different enough? Like, are they doing everything exactly?
Oh, no. Yeah, you can definitely tell the difference between the two of them.
Well, what is that difference?
Well, your Stanley looks like he's eaten something in the last week,
okay,
for starters.
That's, okay, that's right.
So what would you guys like to do?
I think Sammy is still pretty upset over the memory that she's just witnessed. So I think, I don't know where Oliver is, but she's just gonna silently, like, go stand or sit beside him and, like, grab his hand and squeeze it.
Yeah, you go over and you squeeze his hand and he squeezes back and he kind of looks over at you with concerned eyebrows.
She doesn't say anything. She's processing.
Upon seeing her a bit unresponsive, Henry will slowly approach Manly, as we are calling him, while keeping his distance, because from what he understands, this guy's version of Henry is terrifying. And I think, like, is he facing toward me right now, or is he otherwise occupied?
I think they kind of see you as you come in, and they both kind of look at you but don't say anything. It seems pretty obvious you guys are dealing with something.
But once again, I think Henry's gonna put that particular experience away for right now and try to gain some information. He just steps up to Manly and he says, just clears his throat. So, Stanley, and he pauses, because his brain is sort of rebelling against it, because it's like, wait, no, that's Stanley. This is, it is, but it isn't. And he just says, well, I'm sorry. Can I say Stanley? Is that cool? I don't, and he's kind of waiting for an affirmative yes or no here.
Be weird if you called me anything else.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. So, we basically just had a lot dumped on us, and we'll get into that a little later, but, I mean...
He squints at you, because he knows you were talking to Henry.
Well, I mean, he points at Sammy, he says, well, she's the one who saw it, she just explained it to us, apparently was, some kind of past event for,
Saw what?
They both look over to Sammy.
Sammy frowns and looks away from them and just very quietly says, I saw what Samantha did to him, how she made him what he is.
And you see your Stanley looks confused and the other one just kind of nods slowly.
I wasn't there. I couldn't stop her.
Sammy just takes a very measured breath through her nose. And I think her hand starts squeezing Oliver's a bit tighter with anger now as she gets more and more angry at Samantha.
Yeah, he holds onto your hand.
And Henry looks at Madly and goes, all this time it seems like they've been a step or two steps or a thousand steps ahead of us. We gotta figure out some kind of counter or an edge that they don't have or something. We thought that maybe you might be able to help us.
Well, I can tell you why.
What? Why? Why? What?
It's Bjorn's chair thing.
Yeah, she mentioned something about it was like a throne or something, but had like runes on it.
Yeah, it's like it's connected to that little guy they have. It lets him see all over town here too sometimes.
Okay, that's not terrifying at all. and this is like, well, not the source, but like principal, well, one of the biggest sources for his ability, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did he make it? I mean his counterpart isn't necessarily the strongest in magic, and so how did it happen? How did he even know how to build it?
I think the thing, it showed Miguel how to make it. Miguel made it.
Why? What's the purpose of it besides seeing things? Why did they feel like they needed to build it?
For control. When everything first happened, it was chaotic everywhere. So they thought they needed that to be able to keep an eye on people and stop bad things.
And he looks at him and he goes, well, is there some kind of an off switch? Or, I mean, do we have to break it? Were you gone when this happened?
I wasn't gone, but I have no idea. I'm not magical.
I can't recall. Does Henry know that she sketched the runes?
I don't think I've had time to sketch the runes.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you at some point had managed to get a clear view of...
I think she wants to draw them eventually. She studied them so that she could replicate them later.
Oh, but hadn't
but
done it.
But she didn't have a chance to actually draw them.
No. Okay, my apologies. And he looks at him and goes, but she mentioned that there was some kind of a resistance that you were part of, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were part of it, well then who else? It's got to be more than just you.
Well, yeah, it's more than me, but there's enough. It's maybe 30, 40 of us. It's not a lot in a city that big.
Well, what were you trying to do? You must have known more than we did, so what was it you were trying to do? Was there an ultimate plan, an end goal? What was it?
We were just trying to survive.
I believe the plan you told me was trying to kill Bjorn, right?
Yeah, that was kind of part two. Survive, kill Bjorn. I mean, I guess kill all of them if we had to.
He's not really looking at you as he's saying this.
Yeah, Sammy's not looking at anybody either. She's like looking at the table.
I think he just finds a chair and sits for a moment to absorb yet another terrifying revelation.
Like, is silent for a bit. And then Sammy says, I don't want to kill them. I don't want to kill... I'm tired of losing people. There has to be another way to fix this.
He shrugs.
I'm guessing the amount of power it would need to... This spell that went wrong, is there any way to turn it back?
Wasn't a spell that went wrong. It was a witch's spell that went right.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to reverse it, to bring the two places to be one again. Merge them back together.
Yeah, I mean, like, is there a way to... I suppose we can't simply reverse it without the rather world-ending effect.
I think it's time we crack open Jadis' spellbook.
You see both Stanley's, like, tense up.
I hate it as much as everyone else. I want nothing to do with her. Especially after what I just saw. But might be able to give us some answers and maybe some workarounds.
How do you even know about that?
The book?
He nods.
It's a long story.
That would take more time than we have. There was this whole thing.
And Stanley turns to Manly and says, I'll tell you later.
Oh boy.
I think Miguel rolls into the room and kind of sees everyone looking very tense and rolls over to a sandwich and pulls it down and takes a couple bites.
I mean, he was with us, or with Sammy, during the memory, so how does he seem to be handling it?
He doesn't really look at anyone. He's just kind of like staring down at his hands. He takes like a couple bites out of the sandwich and then just keeps staring at it. You can kind of tell from the look in his eye that he's kind of replaying it in his head.
I think Henry initially sat with just at the empty table, but after hearing this, he stands and finds the nearest sandwich, sits again and says, "Can't do anything on an empty stomach," and proceeds to begin eating because, yeah.
Gotta sate that teenage boy hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I don't know. I think Sammy's just ready to go get the book. I think she stands up and starts to pace.
Does someone maybe want to let Bjorn know about this? I mean, he doesn't know.
Well, Bjorn's on watch, so he's in there unless somebody relieves him.
I know, that's what I'm saying, is like...
I think Sammy has to go back to the oubliette to read the book to contain the rift magic in the book,
that's
right?
True, yes.
I thought that's what the witch stone was for.
No, the witch stone is to...
Yeah, but you still want to do it in the anti-magic
field. In the
oubliette, field.
That's true,
No, the witch stone is to be able to read the book at all.
The witch stone lets me read the book, but the oubliette, like, contains the bad magic,
so you're not
going
to have it try to enter your brain again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you say this, that you want to go read the book, and then I think Miguel kind of looks at you, and eventually he starts... kind of jerks his head for you to follow him, and he starts rolling down the hallway towards his room.
I'm ready. I'm not ready, but I'm ready.
So he goes and he pulls out the book and the witch stone and brings you guys back into the oubliette.
Do we want to do... I know we can't put Hank anywhere else, but I'm just thinking of how might this interact should we open the book with him in the vicinity?
It's a big room. You can go sit in a different
I don't think
part
him
of it.
Being near is the problem. I think the problem might be if Samantha tries to come get him and we have Jadis' spellbook here.
At the same time? That'd be ugly. Ugh.
When they walk into the room, you know, Bjorn's still seated against the wall, just kind of like arms like propped up on his knees, staring kind of just at Hank. And he seems to like kind of snap out of his thought when they walk into the room. He doesn't say anything. He just like looks over. Sees that they've got the spellbook, probably.
I think everyone is in here with you. And in fact, the door opens and you see Salem and Ben kind of pop their heads in.
Hmm.
And I think you see immediately like Ben's eyes go over to the spellbook. And as soon as he does, you see Salem just yank him by the back of the shirt and just close the door.
Ooh. Yeah. Good Salem.
Yeah.
Good friend. As they're like walking in and Bjorn sees the spellbook, he's just like, so... We're ready to read that then.
We don't have much else.
No, I think that makes sense. You know, we were already gonna look at it for Gideon. I guess maybe you can help us out of this too. And like before they like go on to start doing things, Bjorn like pauses for a moment, and then he says, "I've had more time to think, and I think we need to not really." Think about or consider what I was talking about earlier. And he like looks over at Hank. I realize that choosing the easy way, choosing the path of whatever's in the common interest or whatever does the most good and the least harm, you know, ending one life to save others, it's what got us here. At least it's what another me did to get us here. So I don't think us doing the same thing again is gonna... I just don't think it's worth it. There has to be another way.
Glad you realized that before you did something stupid.
Me too. And you see kind of like a dark look on Bjorn's eyes. He like casts his eyes down and then he looks back at everyone. Looks like he's like ready to move on to something else.
Sammy looks kind of uncomfortable because obviously it's a relief to hear someone else say that they don't want to kill anyone, but also she's not convinced that they're not going to have to.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bjorn, like... He
can probably see that on Sammy, like, by her response to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Bjorn's going to respond now. I think it would come up later. I don't think we need to say it now because I don't think it makes sense, but Bjorn agrees that, like, this obviously doesn't mean that we can't, like... Like, if somebody dies as a result of us fighting back, like, it's gonna happen, you know? Or it could happen. So, he's more saying, like, we shouldn't intentionally just go murk all these people because it would make things easier, you know? We should find another way if we can.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, he doesn't say anything now, but he definitely agrees with that sentiment.
And I think in terms of like what everyone else's reactions are, your Stanley just kind of smiles and nods, and the other Stanley doesn't do anything with his face. He's just rock solid.
Yeah.
And I think you see Miguel kind of frown. Like he's kind of in Sammy's camp.
Hmm.
Well, Sammy and Miguel agree on something. Mark it down in the history.
Well, I mean, Bjorn agrees too. He just didn't phrase it that way. Like he phrased it as that shouldn't be our go-to, you know, but he recognizes that there might still be casualties.
Well, no, I think Sammy's thinking more like they might have to intentionally kill these people, and Bjorn's thinking of it more like someone might die in the process, but Sammy's thinking of it like...
I that might be me misphrasing it. Like, Bjorn absolutely agrees that, like, we might be forced to kill them.
I think Sammy is less opposed to murder.
Yeah, I think Sammy's less opposed to it, whereas Bjorn just had this epiphany that,
you know,
like,
that should be on a
literally
shirt.
The same, yeah.
I don't think we could put that on a shirt. I think you'll get in trouble for that. Get kicked out of school. So, I think you see Miguel kind of goes over to the corner of the room, and he starts kind of like, he kind of gets down out of his chair and kind of scooches along and draws like a little, like a half circle into the corner of the room and starts drawing some runes on it. And eventually he kind of looks up at Sammy and kind of gestures for you to come over.
Yeah, Sammy will do that.
And he says, I've sort of relaxed the enchantment on this room, like in this one corner. It's not gone completely, but...
Relaxed it?
Yeah. The whole room is supposed to, like, stop rift magic, which is kind of what this book is made of. So you wouldn't be able to use it if it's an enchanted book. It's not just a book.
Right.
So if I don't relax it a little bit, then you wouldn't be able to use it.
Okay.
But you gotta stay... Well, you're gonna stay in that circle, and the rest of us are gonna stand on the other side of the room.
It's Sammy looks at him and then looks at the big room that they're in. Like, you gotta stand on the other side? But she doesn't say that.
And I think he smiles a little bit while he's, like, pulling himself back up into his chair.
Alright, and she kind of holds her... I don't know if she has... Does she have the book in the Witch Stone yet?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, so then she just kind of silently holds her hands out for it expectantly.
And he holds it out to you. And then when you try to take it away, he, like, doesn't let go. And it kind of looks down at his hands and very slowly, like, kind of peels off one finger at a time and looks up at you with, like, the fakest smile on his face.
Sammy says... I'd promise to be careful, but I can't really promise that.
His lips just go into a line. Just a thin, thin line.
Mm-mm.
Yep, I feel that.
He just kind of nods and then starts, like, wheeling away.
I kind of like how we have a group sanctioned Sammy touched the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are intentionally letting her touch the thing.
You're allowed to touch the thing.
You're letting me touch the... Yes, just this once. Now very carefully touch the thing.
Oh, man. Just thinking about all they went through, like, to get this book in the first place, and then to get the stone.
To read the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whew. I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting nervous.
If only you had the oh no button.
I do.
Oh, right there. Right there. Like that.
I love that button.
Mm.
All right. So, Sammy, I think you kind of... There's no, like, table or anything over here, so you kind of kneel on the ground with the book and the stone. You know, as soon as you kind of, like, cross the line into this little circle of relaxed energy, you can feel just a little bit of a tiny tinge of rift magic coming off of this book. So, Sammy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
What are you looking for?
Well, that's a great question. There's a couple of things in there that she specifically is interested in, but I don't know where she would start. Because she's interested, obviously, in the spell that Lily used to try and change Gideon to get him to change back. She also is interested in seeing if there's any mention of soul magic in here. So maybe they can figure out how that stuff works. I think those are probably the top two that she's looking for, that she knows are probably in here. The third thing would be kind of what they were talking about, whether this, like, magic ritual was in this book or not, and seeing if she can figure out the details of that.
Okay.
It's a lot of things, I know, but those are what she would be looking for.
All right. Well, take a look at Discord real quick, because I'm telling you something.
What? Oh no, book rule!
Do you want to read how that works?
Sure, okay. Full success, you learn how the spell works and can replicate it or reverse it yourself with a big magic ritual. Mix, you learn how the spell works, but you do not have the means to affect it now. Failure, the magic backfires on you. That's great. I love that for me.
So, tell me again what you want to learn for your first book rule. I wasn't paying enough attention, sorry.
Well, I have three things that I'm looking for. I think, honestly, the first one she might look for, because this is what they've been gearing up to use this book for to begin with, is the spell that changed Gideon.
Okay, so that's kind of your tester thing.
Yeah, my test spell to look for, to see how this thing works.
Okay. Sammy, go ahead and roll the book roll.
Take a look. It's in a book. Mm-hmm. I had to.
Not appropriate for the situation.
That's what makes it so funny. I had to.
Actually, that might be a good name for this episode.
Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Oh, wait. Are we rolling physical dice or are we rolling real dice?
I think we've been rolling physical dice.
You just said virtual. You just
physical
said
or real?
I said physical and real. I have virtual. I'm
You're
nervous.
Scared, huh?
Yes. Oh gosh. Which two dice do I want? Okay. I've selected my dice.
Good.
It's a good first step.
Yeah.
It's a 10!
Whoa!
Nice.
It's a 10!
Awesome.
Wow. Woo. Ooh, nice.
Sammy, you kneel down next to this book, and you hold the witch stone up to your eye and look through it. Immediately, you can see these strange green symbols kind of floating off of the book. If you open up your other eye, you can't see anything with it, but closing your eye, you can see these odd symbols just kind of floating around. And as you hold up and as you look at it, you see these symbols kind of float towards you in swirling patterns and kind of swirl around you, just kind of almost not quite touching your skin, but kind of just above it. And as you open up the book, you begin to wonder, how do I find this one specific spell? But as you look down at the book, you can feel this strange rift magic. It almost feels like the book gets brighter in your eye, and it takes a couple seconds for you to be able to actually see what you're looking at. But you can see almost what looks like floating over top of the book, kind of like a glossary.
Oh.
It's hard to even parse what it looks like, but it takes you a couple seconds to kind of figure out what you're looking at. You realize what you're looking at isn't written in English, but you can kind of read it in English. And your eye is drawn towards this one spell. And before you even know what you're doing, you reach out and you start flipping through the book. And you smack your hand down on top of the book when you get to the right spell. You slowly pull your hand back from the book and the book stays open. And you can see coming off of the pages, there are these weird swirling green runes. And just like before, they kind of swirl around you. And they get closer and closer to your head, and there's this tornado of weird green runes, and it almost feels like they attack your eyeball. It almost hurts the sort of bright greenness that you're able to see. But as it does so, your brain basically downloads this spell, understanding it fully in a way that you never would have been able to before.
Oh!
And as you kind of sit back and you kind of quickly close the book, you realize you know how to fix Gideon.
Does the spell have a name? How does it work? Does it have a name?
Why would you ask me that?
I'm just curious. I mean, like, it's more of a spell, but I'm just curious.
It's more of a description.
Okay.
So how do I fix Gideon?
Yeah, so you will need several things for this. You will need a pool of water to allow him to breathe inside of it. You will need a blood relation. The closer, the better.
Mmm.
And you will need a lot of blood.
Oh, boy.
And some very specific runes. But that's the easy part.
Oh, no.
And this is going to be a clean magic version?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it still needs...
And it needs all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have at least two people full of blood.
Yes.
I don't think we want to do blood sacrifice.
There's more than at least two people here that are full of blood, but I know what you
mean. Blood specifically, or any kind of blood?
It's the blood of the relation.
Okay. Oh.
The blood relation. You need blood from the blood relation.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So we need to bleed.
There are
Stanley.
Actually currently three of you here that are blood relations, but two that are very close.
But how does that work if he's from a different dimension? Does relation still work? I don't know.
I mean, their DNA is still the same.
She said the closest relation. So is he really the closest relation?
The closer,
or is he
the better.
Yeah.
That's what the spell said.
Hmm.
So you kind of sit back, and I think as the book kind of closes, you kind of blink and. You can kind of see these swirling runes kind of floating above it, and they kind of swirl around you again. And I think maybe you kind of like scooch your way out of the little circle or anti-circle, I guess.
Yeah.
To keep the magic in this one little area.
In there.
And as soon as you're outside of the circle, the little runes, you can still see them if you have the witch stone up to your eye. The little runes kind of fall off of you like dead flies.
What did this look like for everyone else? Did they see what I saw, or...?
Do you ask them?
No, I just want to know.
I think everyone else is literally still, like, standing on the other side of the room looking at you. And I think everyone starts coming over there, and Oliver jogs over and kind of kneels down next to you. Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know how to fix Gideon.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do it. We could do it.
And it's going to be clean, too? It's not witch magic?
It's... I guess as clean as it's going to get. It requires a lot of blood of close relatives, but it'll fix him.
Henry immediately goes, I'll do it.
Yeah, I think, Henry, you say, I'll do it, and then both of the two Stanleys at the same time say that they'll also do it. So it's just the chorus of Marlowe's going, I'll do it.
And then Bjorn's just like, well, I mean, that's great. I mean, being able to undo this is exactly what you said you could do if you had the right way to look at this.
I think Miguel holds out his hand for the witch stone.
Sammy gives it back.
And he kind of looks at it. And you see him kind of like want to hold it up to his eye and then just kind of clasp it within his hands. And he says, what did it feel like?
It was kind of like what happened with the book before, except, you know, before when I saw the book was in control. It picked the spell, or I guess maybe Jadis picked the spell, you know, that downloaded into my brain. This time, I was in control. I focused on what spell I wanted, and it took me there, and it downloaded itself. I understand it innately.
And I think Oliver, I think you can kind of feel Oliver's hand is probably like clasped on top of yours, and he's actually shaking just a little bit, and I think he says,
It didn't look in control.
It what?
It didn't look like you were in control.
What did it look like? I mean, I felt like I was.
It looked like a tornado of green energy, and then it turned golden.
Oh.
Then you were floating for a couple seconds.
What?
Henry goes, yeah, you were like hovering. It was actually really weird, which for you is kind of saying something.
I mean, I'm fine. I feel fine, I swear.
That's good. And I think he reaches over and just gives you a little short peck on the cheek. He was clearly very scared.
Sammy grabs his hand again.
Yeah, he's not letting go of you now. He's got a hold of you.
I mean, do we want to space these out, or do we want to go for all the info at once? That's my question.
I think Sammy was about to ask the same question, kind of.
I think you see the Stanleys kind of look towards Miguel, and Miguel says,
we should test this. Let's make sure that this actually works, because you can tell us you know what you're doing, but unless we test it, we won't know. And I think it's been long enough. He looks at Stanley.
I might cry.
Henry's gonna approach, gonna go up to Stanley and say, where is he?
Yeah, let's go get him.
And I think Stanley leads the way to go get his boy. So we're gonna meet back up with everybody in that one little pool chamber that you guys used.
The ritual chamber.
Yeah, the ritual chamber that you guys used to fix the fishmen back in the Siren's Ark.
Yeah.
Well, you're not gonna come.
Yeah, Bjorn really wants to be there, but he knows that he has to have at least somebody still staying to watch Hank, and he's the most.
He's the best person to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll survive.
He just kind of nods to everybody as they walk out, and he just says, you all got this.
Stanley nods his thanks to you, and the other one nods at you as well. And you guys meet back up, and you see Gideon, who is there kind of standing on the edge of this cool pool, kind of like bouncing on his toes, watching you and trying not to look too excited. And Sammy, I will let you narrate how this goes.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be a roll at the end of this, but I've told you what you need. I'm going to let you decide how it works.
I was going to say, are we going to have like an IV trip or what?
Oh, jeez. No pressure. No pressure at all. I think first, Sammy kind of wants to talk to Gideon real quick.
Okay.
She kind of like, I guess kind of squats in front of him to get like on eye level with him. And she says, listen, I'm not good at talking to kids, so I'm just gonna talk to you like an adult, okay?
Okay.
I don't know how this is gonna feel for you. It might be scary, but we're gonna get you through it, okay?
All right.
And I think he kind of smiles a little bit, and he says, well, it can't be worse than last time.
He remembers the last time?
That's what I was just thinking. Just like weird look, like this realization crosses her face.
Wow.
And she really quietly says, like, you remember last time?
And he just nods.
Oh, the poor kid. Oh gosh, the trauma.
Hey, you can bond with his cousin.
I think Sammy just nods and says, well, hopefully this time you'll be going back to your normal self, okay?
And he just nods, and I think he actually like grabs your shoulders, like where you're kind of kneeling next to me, kind of like reaches up and he like grabs your shoulders and he like looks you in the eye with his little fish eyes, and he says, "I believe in you."
Oh, buddy, I love him so much.
Oh man,
I think in the corner of the room the two Stanleys are watching, and they're both standing there with identical, like, crossed arm positions, and they both kind of smile when he says that and kind of look at each other and smile at each other.
Henry's standing not far away from where Sammy is, and he just looks at her and asks, he says, so, how are we doing this? Where's the needle?
Where's the needle?
Hey, he's...
It's gonna be a lot more blood than a needle.
He's thinking...
Yeah.
Sammy, you know it needs a lot more blood than a needle.
Which, I know, but he's like, that's the first... He knows that too, but he's thinking of, like, the first thing that, you know, how do you draw blood? You know, a syringe, you do it like that. So that's... It's not like he's thinking, oh, it's gonna be one little drop. No, he knows he's gonna be a little loopy after this, or more than a little loopy.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how this would work. Like...
Do we happen to have a transfusion?
Do the
thing?
Runes need to be in blood, or is the blood just need to be in the water? Like, give me a second.
Take your time. Feel free to think through it, and then let me know what you come up with.
We haven't done big magic since the Sirens.
Well, I'm thinking of it the last time we did, because this is kind of like a purification ritual.
Yeah.
The last time we did a purification ritual, everyone was in the water. So my instinct is to have everyone in the water. I think Sammy kind of looks around the room and then looks to Miguel and says, where do you think the best place to put the runes would be? I mean, we could put them like over the pool, on the sides of the pool?
We could probably put them just like on opposite sides. How many runes are there?
Four.
All right. Well, let's put them equidistant on opposite sides of the pool. I mean, sort of keep people in the middle of them like a circle. And that shouldn't work.
All right. I think she looks at the Marlows as she gets into the water and says, who wants to go first?
Henry immediately, like, pulls the shirt off. He's got, like, shorts or whatever. He's stepping up.
I think both Stanley and Manly will both just step in wearing their clothes, following Henry in.
So, it's gonna need a lot of blood. I'm thinking I'll make an incision. And she pulls out her knife. And then I'll heal you up after I get enough.
Both Stanleys nod solemnly.
Henry extends like it, or like he nods, but then he's like, he just waits for her to say, like, where is it gonna be?
Oh, I don't like this, but Sammy's gonna, I guess, make an incision on each of like their arms so that they start putting their blood into the pool of water.
You put the blood into the pool of water. Around them, all of them, the blood begins to kind of saturate the water.
She watches them to make sure none of them looks like they're about to pass out.
They look all right, but you should probably get on with this process pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. Once she has enough, she's going to heal them all back up.
Well, how much? Okay. I'm just curious for story reasons, how much is enough?
Well, there needs to be a lot, so.
Yeah.
I'd say in terms of, like, amount, probably, say, 2 harm worth. And I think that you see, like, the Stanley's kind of leaning up against the edge of the pool, and Stanley says,
do we still need to be in the water?
I think it'd be best if we all stay in. You know, remember, like, when we purified the fishmen?
They nod.
All right, now what?
I think she motions for Gideon to get in.
Yeah. Gideon will get in. Have you already drawn the runes?
Yeah, I would assume before they did this part, they would have drawn the runes.
I just realized something.
What's that?
Did we technically already know how to fix Gideon, or is this different than like the Siren magic version of making somebody a fish man?
It's different.
Okay. I figure like it has to be because it wasn't the same exact thing, and
it's different runes.
I'm just saying that, okay, because I was about to say like
it's a very similar
the purification we've healed ritual. Before, also, yeah. Didn't require like any blood.
That's
like,
true.
Is,
that's a good point. Yeah, definitely a different.
It's
thing.
It's a similar premise though.
Okay,
but yeah, so Gideon gets in, and you remember like he has to be like under the water, so that's like part of the reason.
Yeah.
So he gets under the water and starts breathing his relative's blood.
That is so creepy.
Gross. I think he does it for a couple seconds, and then he pops his head back up and he says, it tastes really gross down here.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All that iron.
Does it really taste if you're breathing it?
Have you never had that where you're breathing something in? If there's something in the air, you can kind of taste it in the back of your throat sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he kind of nods and then sinks back under the water. And Sammy, I need you to roll use magic.
Oh.
Well, is this a big magic? Then the
yeah.
It said big magic.
Yeah, this is a big magic ritual, but it still requires a roll.
Should Wesley help out?
I don't know if I can, because I'm being drained.
He's not the one doing the magic.
Okay, never mind then.
He's just the focus of the magic.
Oh, that's true, because big magic doesn't necessarily need multiple people. It depends on what you select. That's true. Okay.
All right. That is a 10.
Whoa,
it's a 10.
Boy.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh,
wow.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on, lay it on me.
Sammy, you gather everyone close inside of this sort of magical square with the blood flowing all around you. And I think both Stanleys reach out and hold on to Henry's hand.
And Henry's other hand, he's sort of just kind of waiting.
Well, they're holding on to the opposite hand of you.
Which, oh, that
but
was
your okay. Both of your hands are
okay.
Held.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I was thinking
you
something
you are a Stanley sandwich.
I suppose. Yes. Yeah, okay.
Sammy, you begin to say an incantation that just sort of comes to your mind. Something you realize should work for what you're doing. Weirdly, it's something you've never heard before, but you know what to say in this case. You begin speaking in Latin words you don't even recognize. All around you, the light the water begins to glow, first with this sort of orangey hue as the gold sort of shines its way through the red of the blood in the water, and then gets brighter and brighter, and the water begins to glow like molten gold all around you. And it begins to swirl around you so that it's almost difficult to stand in it, but you're able to keep yourself up. And then the water begins to rise up around you, swirling into a vortex until it surrounds you, and you guys are standing inside of a dome of golden water and energy. It begins to glow brighter and brighter. And then you can see Gideon under the water, and he begins to glow. And it gets too hard to even look, and you all close your eyes. And then there's a sudden whoosh as water falls down on your head and soaks you all thoroughly. And when you open your eyes, the light is gone. And out of the water comes a little freckle-faced boy with normal human-colored skin and dark brown hair. And he smiles up at you with brown eyes. And that's where we're going to leave it.
Oh, finally.
Oh, so good.
Finally. Oh, man.
Aww.
My little buddy.
How many arcs in the making, man? Oh.
All of them.
Pretty much all of them, yeah.
And actually, I think that is going to be the end of this arc.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
oh boy.
Okay.
Oh, okay then.
So before we move on, let's go ahead and do, let's do end of session stuff. Did we conclude the current mystery?
Yes.
What was the current mystery?
What was it exactly?
That's my question for you guys.
Our current mystery...
Save Stanley from dying.
No, I have a better one.
That.
Okay.
Where the heck did Sammy go?
Yeah, there were kind of several mysteries going on.
Sammy just kind of disappeared, and I guess that was the mystery.
It was basically what's going to kill Stanley, I would say what the mystery
was. Oh, that's
was.
True. Yeah.
We figured that out.
That's
it was
a good
Samantha.
One. Yeah.
It was
yeah,
Samantha.
Yeah.
So I'd say yes. Do we learn something new and important about the world?
Well, you missed. Did we save someone from certain death?
Oh,
or
I'm
worse?
Sorry. Do we save someone from certain death or worse?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Stanley.
Who? Manly.
Stanley.
Manly. Mm-hmm. We saved Manly and
Manly.
Gideon.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we learn something new and important about the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A spell to change Gideon
things.
Back.
We learned a lot
many
of
other
things.
Too.
Like Hank, what Hank's deal is. He's not just
how
made
Hank
a deal
became
with the
who
Ant-Man.
He is. We learned mm-hmm. about all of the stuff on the other side from Stanley that happened in this arc.
Yep.
We learned many things.
Did we learn
something?
We learned
something? About the chair.
Yeah.
We learned about we met Fjorn for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
This was probably the most lore heavy arc since ever.
Maybe.
Possibly yeah. ever.
This is a very, very kind of like world and lore heavy. Maybe since like the librarian. Also.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
Technically, if we count Hank, although I don't because he's not.
I think we got to see some insight into Bjorn's brain.
Yeah, we did see a little
that
bit.
That is
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bjorn's growth. Almost ungrowth, but yeah.
Either way,
I mean,
but
Sammy also used the spellbook finally.
Mm-hmm.
We learned sort that Sammy true. Actually can not
yeah.
just like the one witch spell that she translated. She can read the book intentionally to learn magic and then make
yeah.
it her own. Yeah,
that's
to
true.
Undo it. Yeah.
So I think, regardless of whether that counts or not, I do think you got your 2 experience points. So go ahead and mark those down. Did anyone level up?
I leveled up.
Ooh. I did not.
I have also leveled, but it will take me a moment to decide what I want, or probably next episode to decide what the level up will be, but I did.
That does make it prone to us forgetting, but we can also write
You
it
should
down.
Decide now, Wesley, because we'll forget.
All right, I'll try. I don't even
Are
know
you trying
I only
to, like,
have
pick
one
a
level up
player.
Left. This
oh.
is my last level up.
Oh my, do you know
my.
What you're going to take?
Let me look at my playbook real
well,
quick.
Well, last
I can
before
decide.
Veteran, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have permission to use that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I assume so.
Yeah, if we need to. I think it'd be cool to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I have one more level up after this in my playbook, sorry.
Oh, okay. Getting close, though.
Actually, I think I might have to do something else because the only things that I have not marked are create second hunter and retire.
Oh, so you're ready for veteran
Yeah, he's ready for veteran improvements right now.
Oh, maybe we should wait then.
I have a good level up that kind of fits what just happened narratively. So one of my last level ups is add another effect to your arcane weapon.
Okay.
So my arcane weapon is my knife, which is like one harm hand and then one harm fire. So I'm going to add the effect draining, which heals one harm per hit. So anytime I hit someone with my knife, it heals me 1 point.
That's cool. Good.
That's nice.
That's a good one.
I think it kind of fits with this kind of like big magical purification ritual too.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
One thing I noticed, I misspoke. I actually do have one other option outside of retire and change playbooks and something else, was I still have a add a haven option, but I'm not sure how that would work narratively. Because I have two add havens and I've used one of them, so I could add another one, but I'm just wondering what we could do because all the haven stuff is in the fort.
I mean, one thing that could help would be, so if you have add a haven option, you could do magical laboratory. You have a mystical lab that has all kinds of weird ingredients and tools for casting spells, like use magic, big magic, and any other magical moves. I mean, that could be helpful.
I mean, that could fit in with Sammy has just unlocked like an enchantment table, so it could be like narratively that we're setting up this like magical room, like for magic rituals and stuff.
Yeah, like specifically for magic and not like to lock out the magic, but like this is the place for magic or whatever.
So that way, like you and Sammy could like make like a little special place that you guys could work together on figuring out other stuff to do with the book.
Yeah.
I could see that making sense, and it is my last one, at least before a veteran, according to this, so...
All right.
Yeah,
that'll So you want to go with that?
I'll go with that. It makes sense.
All right, sweet. Then, I think we are done with this episode. We will see you all on Wednesday for the Behind the Veil, and until then, bye-bye.
Bye,
guys. Bye.